We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with our school district officials from USD 383. We've got Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Vice President Kristen Brighton. School Board again meets tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the Robinson Education Center, the first of two December meetings this month. And one thing we like to do here in the second segment is talk donations and grants. And Kristen, I believe you have that information, right?
Absolutely. As always, we're very appreciative of all of the groups and people in the community who give generously to our building, to all of our different programs and buildings in the district. This meeting, we're going to be recognizing a $600 cash donation from Manhattan Town Center to Amanda Arnold Elementary to purchase sound equipment, a $500 donation from Skyview Roofing to Anthony Middle School to Pride Club Dodgeball Tournament t-shirts and supplies, an $8,000 cash donation from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to USD 383 for Fit Closet supplies, and a $1,924 cash donation from Manhattan Cross Country Club for classroom use. And that breaks down into $902 for Northview and $1,022 for Woodrow Wilson. So a total of $11,024 that we are very pleased to accept and grateful for the community support of our district.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear more than $11,000 in donations, and great to see that. And in addition, we have some announcements from Michelle Jones as well.
Absolutely. So these next 13 days, as Dr. Wade pointed out, are just jam-packed with end-of-the-year celebrations, concerts, performances. Please check your calendar for your kids' schools or your neighborhood schools. There's lots of opportunities to see kids demonstrating their talents and the hard work that they've done. As we said, given that it's going to be 70 degrees today, it's hard to think about winter weather, but we want to make sure that anybody who wants to be alerted to any weather delays or cancellations has gone to sign up to receive our messages, our text messages. And to do that, you go to the usd383.org website, click on notifications, and then followed the directions to sign up for those messages. And that's probably the quickest way for families to be notified of any changes or bus delays or anything like that. And then lastly, again, we're coming upon winter break. District will be closed from December 20th through January 3rd. So the last day kids will be in school is Friday, December 17th. And the first day students are back will be Tuesday, January 4th. So I know the kids in my household are certainly looking forward to that break. And I'm sure parents and grandparents are as well.
It's about as long as it can get, I would think. It's probably because the holiday is falling on a Saturday this year, yep. I would imagine.
So. Yeah, it'll be a nice long break. I think everyone will get plenty of they'll probably be ready to come back. That's usually the way it is, at least for the kids. I'm not sure about the teachers, but for the kids, I think they're usually after 2 weeks at home, they're kind of ready to get back in routine. At least that's always been my experience as a parent.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Good to hear. And as far as other items on the agenda here tonight, there are some new business items. I know a couple purchases. Maybe just a little housekeeping here tonight, Dr. Wade.
Well, I do have a couple of items under new business. They're both technology purchases. There is one purchase, and these are items that we have in our budget. It was planned for as part as maintaining the equipment that we've got, that we've got district projector purchase, that there's 110 projectors being replaced throughout the district, elementary and secondary. We also have iPad and Macintosh systems purchase. Both of those will be presented tonight by Dr. Ribble. And that's going to include iPads, MacBooks, Mac Mini, and that's just keeping our technology going and up to date. So those are our two new business items tonight.
All right. And of course, there's construction continuing across the school district that is ongoing right now.
Yeah, it is. We've got a lot of projects going on. I think maybe a month ago we talked about how kind of hard to remember. We've had 21 different projects lined up through this bond, and 10 of them are done. So we've still got 11 projects we're moving toward completion on. Sometimes we get a little bit antsy, thinking maybe we're further along than we are. But we all, by under my recollection is we've only got one project right now that's in the works that will be completed by the end of this school year. That's Eugene Field Early Learning Center. They continue to work on that. And by the end of this school year, that Early Learning Center should be done. The other projects, you know, really see a lot of work going on at Manhattan High School, continue to work on that building. There's the kitchen, the central kitchen, a lot of planning that's been going on with it. Elementary buildings, see, we've got Bluemont, Woodrow Wilson, TR, those downtown schools, Ogden Elementary, and Northview. There's planning going on in all of those buildings still. And I may be missing something else, but we've got all of those projects still moving forward, making good progress. But like I was saying, I think Eugene Field would be the only one that's going to be added to the list of completed projects by the end of this school year. And that is following the timeline that we have posted to the website. Always encourage people to go to the website for a lot of the information we have on the reports for the board meetings, the construction projects. There's a timeline there. There's updates on there's copies of the PowerPoints that are provided once a month at the board meetings. All that's on the website for people who really want to take a close look at it.
All right.
Brandon, the board members were invited to tour Eugene Field a couple weeks ago. And I actually went to Eugene Field for kindergarten and first grade. So that building is dear to me. And I always think of it as such a small building, but now with this huge new wing, it's going to be a completely different place. But it's really cool too, because the architects went to great extent to keep much of the original building and the character. So I think the community is going to be very, very pleased with the outcome of that. And it's going to be another great resource for early childhood in our district. I think the staff is super excited to finish and complete the vision of where they're going with revamping early childhood. And I couldn't be more excited to see that building reopen and get kids back in it next year.
Yeah, no question. I've driven by there a few times, and it's looking like it's coming to fruition there. And of course, I've been inside College Hill, and if it's anything like College Hill with its renovations, it's a fantastic facility. I can only imagine what Eugene Field's going to look like.
The new wing is very similar to the College Hill classrooms. So it's really neat how they blended the old and the new together. I think people will be very happy with it.
All right. We had a representative here yesterday from the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, and he mentioned that they will be facilitating some community conversations in the new year regarding repurposing of the East Campus once that goes away here. And I just maybe just talk about that a little bit here, because I know that eventually the students there are going to move into the new part of Manhattan High School, correct?
That is correct, and I appreciate you bringing that up, that it is a ongoing conversation with a couple of different groups about the best use of that 901 points location. We know that our technology hub needs to remain there. There will be some district uses of that building, but we're also looking at, you know, how can we work with the broader, greater community to help meet some needs of the Manhattan, you know, greater Manhattan area. So those facilitated conversations are going to help us move forward with what's the most efficient and effective use of that building, because we know it's nice to have the space, but there's going to be some cost involved with making that space usable for someone. So glad to be getting that, or continuing that process, really.
All right. Very good. Well, the school board again meets tonight at 6:30 p.m. It's the first of two meetings this month. The second one will be on December 15th, and of course you can always tune in for those online on the YouTube channel and the Facebook page usually as well. So you can check that out tonight. Again, 6:30, Robinson Education Center. Dr. Wade, Kristen Brighton, our guests here this morning, thank you for being with us, and talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Brandon. See you later, Dr. Wade.
Mm-hmm. All right, stay tuned. More In Focus in a moment. We'll talk with Darren Emery from the Manhattan Fire Department up next on KMAN.